Hey guys, my name is Samantha. I'm from the Caffeinated Poet, and I have a small used bookstore, Hyla Brook Books. You can check me out on Instagram, hyla.brook.books. And the last two episodes, I've talked about reselling, and it's been very businessy. I think my last podcast though on productivity anybody could listen to, so you can check that out. Right now I wanted to talk about what resellers call the summer slowdown, or just any business owner. And what it is basically this is the time of year when most online retailers, so right now I sell on Etsy, Depop, and Mercari, and also Instagram. We experience a slowdown in sales, and big retailers too. So Target also has the same problem. This happens because people are online shopping. They're having experiences, especially in 2021. People are really desperate to get out and live life. I've been looking on Instagram because I'm still on Instagram. People are still going to be using like socials. They're just not going to be shopping as much online. And I just wanted to make this video for anybody because sometimes every time this happens, this time of year, I get really discouraged. And I do end up worrying, but I just wanted to make this little short video about some actions that I'm taking and that you can take that will help you. Because I'm seeing some results, and for my mental and as well as like profit. So one of the first things is to let go of stale inventory and write your mid-year review. So I have in a bunch of boxes right now, books that haven't sold, and they've been in my shop for about over a year, maybe a little, about a year. I know that because of the pictures and how I took them. And a few days ago, I was opened up an Excel sheet on Google, and I started writing down in the Excel the sales that I've had since January. So this is just a good time to do that. And when I do that, something that helps is seeing what has sold and what I should be listing right now. Another thing that's helping me is to use the holidays and throwing themed sales with other sellers. So in the months of like May, June, July, you have Memorial Day, Father's Day. You can throw a sale for the summer or just have summery items. Something that kind of like goes with the just going with summer, so like it may be like ice creamed theme things, and you can twist that into pastels or fruity prints if you sell clothes. Or maybe you are an eBay seller and you sell games, you can sell like pool floaties or I don't know, just toys, outside toys. Maybe like family games like that. This is also a good time to, excuse me, this is also a good time to be really engaging on social media. So like I kind of mentioned earlier, I was online and I watch a lot of people's stories. And people are online, but they're using their socials to kind of show themselves at the beach, show themselves going on vacation. A lot of shops that I know are actually on vacation, so maybe you should take a vacation. I should take a vacation. And this is just like a good time to build connections online and ask your viewers for feedback. You can list polls. And I think even starting new things is a good idea. Like the summer slowed down. I started this podcast, so there's that. Another thing you can think of is asking yourself what people are buying and looking at your dead pile and putting those items up. I need to list a bunch of dresses. I should have listed them 2 or 3 months ago, to be honest. I have some great graduation and prom dresses, and I'm so bummed out that I didn't take advantage of that. So start early, learn from my mistakes. Think about Pride Month. So people are going to be buying things for Pride Month, festivals, traveling, barbecues, birthday parties. My sister's birthday is July 9th, for example. So just back to my point is anything outdoorsy, you want to list those. And if you have a lot of downtime, you can just use this time for education. Like, how can you make your photos better? Are you listing consistently? And for me, what that looks like is really trying to improve my inventory system, which basically boils down to having bookshelves dedicated to what has been listed. So if I list an item, I put it on this bookshelf with the other listed paperbacks, and then there's two bookshelves on the other side of the room with a bunch of books that I haven't listed yet. So if I notice one bookshelf getting really full, I can see that visually, and I want to try to push those out because I don't like having books for too long. And also, I'm starting to get better at finding and picking out much rarer and vintage books and spending my time on finding those items. And then I have so many books, or not just books, but so many like clothes and just pieces that represent the Hyla Brook Books aesthetic that I want to list. I just haven't photographed them. So I need to use this time basically to learn how to photograph these items and maybe start planning for the fall and winter so I can have really good months for the fall and winter. So you can ask yourself during this time, how am I going to plan Q4 and Q3? So I, for example, a couple days ago opened up the Excel sheet, and I've just been writing everything that's sold so far. I just had a beach themed sale. I was super lucky, and I got to do it with other booksellers. So I'm planning another one with the group and hoping this one works well. I wish I had planned this one earlier because there's Earth Day and World Ocean Day, and I wish I had planned these sooner for those days. So, and then I'm also participating in a book sale for the 4th of July next month. So I'm going to have a bunch of American history books and just red, white, and blue books. I've also separated all my stale inventory. So, like a little over 100 books, I'm going to put up in a yard sale. And I've been meaning to do that for over a month. Because I've had them out. And actually, I think like two or three of the books that I pulled out sold. So even though it's a year old, part of me is like, maybe you can just relist it on Depop or Mercari because there's no listing fee. But do I really want to spend the time doing that? And also, I noticed that just having. There's like a limit. So I liked having a bunch of books, but now I have way too many and it's giving me anxiety. So for my mental health, I really just want to get rid of some books and have that space to source newer items and prepare for the fall and winter. Something I do also is kind of like a secret. I don't know if this is like actually works, but just something I do to keep track of trends. Is for example on Etsy, when anybody favorites an item in my shop, I'll visit their profile and see the items that they recently favorited, and I always notice trends between the profiles and shoppers. So, for example, something that's really trending right now are frogs, mushrooms. Cottagecore has been pretty popular for a while now. But now in the summer, it's really taking on even more because you can dress like that and be outside. I have a bunch of gingham dresses that I kind of want to fix up. Something else is that's trending, and this is we're in June 2021, and something else I noticed that's really trending is strawberries and cows. So, especially if it's like a strawberry milk cow, because we all know that strawberry milk comes from pink cows. I think that's pretty much everything that I can think of for the summer slowdown. So just to recap everything, you want to use this time to educate yourself. You know, how can you make your shop a little better? Look for areas of opportunity, you know. Use this time to do some bookkeeping for the year, half of the year that's already gone by, and try to plan for the future. And to try to combat the slow summer sales, try to throw themed sales around the holidays, like Father's Day and the 4th of July, graduation, and, you know, use this time to be online and, you know, maybe create a Facebook group, a Discord. I've been wanting to do a Discord, so that might be in the future. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great week and a great summer. I really hope I can go swimming, go to a lake, and just kind of be outside more. I'm going to try to be outside more for sure. Don't forget to visit my bookstore. I'll leave the link down below, but you can follow me on Instagram at hyla.brook.books, and find me on Etsy. You'll find the nice rare vintage books that I was talking about earlier that I found, and you can support this podcast. And thanks so much again for listening to me, Samantha, the caffeinated poet, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye!